As many of you are aware, tonight we're taking a few minutes to remember the man who was essentially a founding father of this orchestra, Dr. Arthur Barnes, who we lost this February. For 50 years, he led this orchestra. He conducted many members of this orchestra played under his direction for many, many years. He was an elegant and a clear conductor, infused with humanity in his musicianship and humor in his music making. He really built an orchestra that built out a community. That's what orchestras are, fundamentally. And he and his wife, Helene, who we lost the year before, rooted themselves here despite commuting from Stanford. Both were members of the Guild, both attended all these events, and enthusiastically dove in, often in costume, to concerts. He was a very complete musician. He was not just a clear, elegant conductor. He was a really wonderful pianist. He was a composer and an arranger. When I arrived on the scene many years later, I was invited to their home and spent an entire day with them. Helene served me jello salad, very good Western. And Art sat me down at the piano and we played and sang songs in every style, from every genre, and every key. I was just blown away. His legacy with this orchestra is so significant and profound. A couple of years ago, at the Bayhead Gala, the artist Ben Folds stood on the stage and said, "I know a town is a good town if it has an orchestra." Well, Art didn't found the orchestra, but he was very soon on the scene building it and leading it. So it's impossible to encapsulate what he has meant to this community, even though, of course, he also has his legendary career at Stanford. When I think of the legions of students, of the generations of young people who he has influenced, among them members of orchestras and bands around the country and around the world, that afternoon spent with them, I learned that Bonnie Lake, second flute of the Baltimore Symphony, from which I had just come, was a classmate of Art's in high school, and they played chamber music together. I learned that David Backegaard, the principal horn at the Baltimore Symphony, was taught ear training by Art Barnes at Fresno State. And the list goes on and on. His influence in programming for this orchestra, he made sure to vary the diet, the musical diet, with familiar war horses that symphony lovers expect and adore, with lesser known works by those same composers that you may have never heard before. And new works of composers from California. He really mixed it up and wasn't afraid to try new things and be inventive. I've asked for stories, and I've gotten a few. I learned that among the soloists that Art invited to this orchestra were a harmonica player, someone who apparently played the vacuum cleaner, and a whistler. But of course, he also brought remarkable, soloists more traditionally renowned in an orchestral setting, like Stuart Kanin, concertmaster formerly of the San Francisco Symphony, and Giuseppe Fab, our concertmaster, is his niece. So these connections go and go and go. So with the Barnes legacy comes his family. We have with us tonight members of Art and Helene's family, Jennifer and her husband Jeff, and their daughter Margo, and great granddaughters Eliana and Michaela, and of course son Jeff Barnes. I know you're here tonight. If you would like, please stand and let us thank you for sharing your family with us. It was a family affair. It was a family affair. Holly, who is not able to be here tonight, I think played the viola in the orchestra. Jennifer and her husband Jeff, bassoon and clarinet. And so we got the whole package deal in this community. And it's so important to share that, you know, when conductors nurture orchestras, they are meant to last. We will all come and go, all of us. The orchestra is forever. This community is forever. This is how we build, we need each other. And he, for 50 years, built this legacy. For me to come here and have the opportunity to carry it forward has been one of the greatest joys and greatest learning experiences and pleasures of my life. I thank the Barnes family. I thank the art. He was so kind to me. He came to all my concerts. He was always here. At intermission, he'd find me and he'd say, okay, this person is too loud. This person is too soft. We keep the strings in this way. And it was great. I needed that. I had never done this before with an orchestra here. So he lent me scores. He gave me his thoughts and feelings and opinions, and they were all done. They were all shared with great friendship. So we honor him tonight with a symphony that he last performed here in 2012, the Sixth Symphony of Dvorak. The sunniest, warmest, most lyrical, relaxing, exhilarating symphony you could ever hope for. So here's to you, Art.